Having worked in film and video in the Twin Cities since the mid-80s, filmmaker Phil Harder now splits his time working from his home in Northeast Minneapolis and in the East Village in New York City, making music videos, commercials, as well as his latest ventures in independent film and documentaries.
I grew up in Wisconsin on a farm. Didn't really learn much about the music scene until I moved to Minneapolis. When I saw some of my first bands at the 7th Street Entry, I'm like, oh my God, these guys are screaming about what I'm thinking about. And meanwhile, I had a Super 8 camera, and I was shooting these bands that we'd come across, Big Black, Naked Reagan, Sonic Youth. Through all that traveling and meeting bands, I basically created a whole bunch of music videos. We just shoot, no plan, create some live footage, shoot. So, and then finally somebody said, hey, we got like $400. Either we can put it into new tires for the van, or maybe we could make a music video.
When Harder came to Minneapolis, he discovered a community access film program called Film in the Cities, where he taught himself how to make videos.
So I learned really quickly how to do it. And my first test subject in 16mm was the Soul Asylum P9 video. I remember shooting that, and Twin Tone Records was counting on me to make this video. I was so precious about the film that I mapped out every shot, storyboarded it, got a crew, and when I got that footage back, I realized, oh my God, I'm a filmmaker. This is amazing. It was a great experience, and I try to keep that attitude through all my music videos. So I just learned through doing, but just kind of kept it to a punk rock ethic. Keep it simple, take an idea and exploit it, and then show the bands in all their glory. But also at the time, watching a lot of foreign films, I really liked the 60s foreign films, Antonioni, Kurosawa, Godard, Truffaut. I try to combine like my love of art, foreign cinema, with the music of punk rock that was happening in Minneapolis and Seattle and New York, Chicago. That sort of became my style early on, a bit of cinematic touch from the foreign look, skinny-legged band, front and center, and then I'd usually say, let's do a performance, and then I'll go out and shoot some cinematic thing. And those music videos allowed me to experiment as a filmmaker, made probably 100 low-budget music videos before I ever got a major label video.
Harder got his biggest break working with Twin Cities band Babes in Toyland. After making an independent video for them, good friend and drummer Lori Barbero insisted on Phil's direction for their eventual hit, Sweet 69.
It was huge for me, and we did it up in style. It was just, I threw everything I knew at it. And then I started making more major label music videos, working my way up, and I had a hit with a band called Corner Shop. The song was Brimful of Asha, and it played nonstop on MTV. And once I had a hit, I just worked it up from there, and making major label music videos for Prince and Incubus, Foo Fighters, many others.
Having directed videos for Duluth band Low, Phil has embarked on the next phase of his career and his first feature-length work, simply titled Low Movie. The compilation art piece encompasses 20 years of working with the group. Stretching further, Harder has spent the last couple years on a new film project about wrestling legend Baron Von Raschke.
These early characters like the Crusher, the Destroyer, the Baron, their stage is a ring. They yell and scream, and they put on a show. Now you realize this is the 60s and 70s. It's so similar to what I knew in the 80s. Bands in vans, putting out their own records, promoting their own shows. Well, with The Claw, we started as a documentary, interviewing some of the wrestlers, but I couldn't always get these guys, so we started recreating scenes. In one particular case, there was a famous live TV show where they weren't supposed to draw blood in the ring. And on live television in Minneapolis, that Crusher opens up one of Mad Dog's arteries, and he starts spewing blood all over the ring on live television on Sunday morning. None of the networks knew to cut the feed. The blood is pouring all over the white ring. I found this match recently, and I imagined what it must have been like for the people in the crowd holding their eyes, and little kids and grandmas are there. And we recreated the match using the real match, cutting away to what we imagined the film crew was doing, the people, the network. We kind of used those ideas to riff off what wrestling is. We mix what is real in wrestling, what is not real in wrestling. Documentary interviews to the Baron Von Raschke actually acting back in time as his wrestling character. And I found, because wrestling is so unusual, it gave me the license to do whatever I wanted. I don't let reality take over too often. I try to keep it weird, high action, surreal, I would love to do stuff on a grander scale, but the reality is you make what you can make with what you've got. And that's always been the attitude. That's when I started with the punk rock music videos. And that's how I actually got a career, by doing it. And so I'm doing the same thing with feature films, making things happen. You have to make the film. That's what I'm doing even at this phase in my career. I'm diving into it with the same attitude of how I got started in this industry.
This is Danny Sigelman for KFAI. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.